Fox Sports Radio.
We're here with East Coast Coach Dino Rasmussen before the tournament game with Lakeland. Well, Coach, back to the other night. You got a 3-0 shutout of Black River Falls. Tell us all about it.
Well, we did. We went up there, over there, down there. It was a long haul, a two-hour ride. But we played pretty well, and we were adjusting to life without Andy Craven. So now we have another one on the shelf. He had a lacerated thigh. He cut himself with his own skate, so he's out now for the rest of the year, no matter how long this goes. But, yeah, we played well. We put up a lot of shots, and Ian played well in net, and it was a really good game for us.
Talk about the importance, I guess, or the psyche of the team going into the tournament with a win instead of, you know, all of those losses that were mounting up there near the end.
That's really important, and I mean the guys were really upbeat after that game, and we stopped for a meal, and it was just a really nice kind of team night. And you know, I mean, anytime you win, you're feeling better about yourselves, and our guys know what they're up against tonight. I mean, we've been here before, and we lost our first game with this team, and we're a little more depleted now, our ranks, so we have fewer bodies, and so we know what we're up against. But there's a sense of confidence on the bus riding over.
Something tells me this game will be different than the last time you were up here. It seemed like you were killing penalties off all night.
Yeah, we need to. I mean, it is just crucial, and we have harped and harped on this, and, you know, it's a matter of whether we can really carry that out or not. And we looked at the film from the first game, and I think we have some good adjustments on what to do if they are on the power play, and some different things we can do when we're on the power play as well.
So you've looked at film from the last game. Have the kids looked at the film as well?
They've been told about the film. We haven't seen any of it, but we practiced some stuff yesterday from what we saw from film and talked a little bit again now on the bus, and there's some pregame stuff that they've been looking through. So I think we're ready.
Who are the most vocal guys in the locker room? Who will talk to the team before the game today?
Sam Romanski is really our emotional kind of vocal leader. He's one of our captains. He's a captain that was voted in. So the guys naturally look to him, but he also steps up when we need it. He's not afraid to say what needs to be said. You know, and all of our guys do a good job. Our captains, Andrew Dano, more leads by example. You know, he just quietly goes about his work. He approaches the game the way it should be done. He does things exactly the right way, on and off ice. And but Sam is by far our most vocal leader, and actually our goalie too, Ian Corbett. He's very emotional about the game. It means a lot to him.
You can tell that on the ice.
Oh, absolutely. He's very, you know, very animated, and we had our senior dinner the other night where all the seniors speak, and, you know, they have their 5, 10, or 15 minutes, whatever they need to thank their parents and their teammates and sometimes their coaches, and Ian was extremely, you know, he had us all in stitches, and yet he was very serious, and you can tell what this game means to him.
That's East Coach Dino Rasmussen back with more after this, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Hockey back here in the Rockwell Lakeland Ice Arena as we get set for tonight's hockey playoff matchup between the Lumberjacks and the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Lakeland in goal will be 6'1", 180-pound senior Alex Moustakas. The defenseman to start tonight, 6'1", 190-pound senior Tommy Berger, and 5'9", 150-pound sophomore Buddy Duranzo. And the starting line tonight at center, Nick Boyer, 5'6", 150-pound junior, Jack Dern, 5'10", 160-pound senior, and Wesley Bauer, 5'7", 130-pound sophomore. For head coach Ken Fanning, assisted by Gary Suter, Dan Meir, and Bill Ross. For the Lumberjacks, it will be Ian Corbett in goal, 5'9", 195-pound senior. The defenseman, Sam Romanski, 6'3", 200-pound junior, and Trevor Holcomb, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And the starting line, the line that scored a lot of goals for the Lumberjacks this year, Landon Dano, 5'7", 140-pound sophomore, Andrew Dano, 6'1", 160-pound senior, and Gabe McGinnity, 5'11", 160-pound sophomore, for co-head coaches Dino Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, assisted by Greg Levinsky and Mark LaCrosse. This is one of four first-round games in sectional number three going on tonight around the central Wisconsin area. As we mentioned, our second broadcast tonight will be D.C. Everest hosting Tomahawk down at Greenheck. We'll have that game in its entirety following this one. The other games have the number 6 seed Mosinee at home against the number 11 seed Rhinelander and the number 10 seed Merrill on the road at 7 seed Stevens Point Pacelli. The top four teams in the regional get byes. That would be Wausau West the 1 seed, Antigo the 2, Northland Pines the 3, and Stevens Point the 4. And you can argue that the Lumberjacks and Lakeland have found themselves in the hardest half of the bracket. with West and Stevens Point, who's a pretty good 4 seed, and even DC Everest has been playing very good hockey down the stretch at the 5 seed. This is a very tough bracket to get out of and go on to the next round, the sectional round, which will conclude with the sectional championship game for this bracket being played up in Eagle River on Saturday, March 1st. The trip to state will be on the line there. And it'll be interesting to see if there are any upsets in the offing. Those are four pretty good seeds there getting byes in these first-round games, and those games will be played on Thursday night. Wausau West awaits the winner of this game at Marathon Park on Thursday night. The winner of the Tomahawk Everest game will head to KB Willett to take on Spash. The winner of the Moseley Rylander game will head to the Barn in Eagle River to take on Northland Pines on Thursday. And the winner of the Merrill Pacelli game will head to the Lakeland, or make that the Langley County Ice Arena to face Antigo also on Thursday night. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. And also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Some of the other Central Wisconsin teams are in different sectionals. Wisconsin Rapids got the 1 seed. They're in that sectional number 4 with the teams down from the La Crosse area and southwestern part of the state. And Marshfield is in action tonight in a first-round game. They're playing at home against Shawamigan. The winner of that game will face Eau Claire Memorial, the number 1 seed in the western part of the state. Medford is on the road tonight as well. They're playing at Eau Claire North. All right, both teams have returned to the ice. We'll get the introduction of the squads and the national anthem, and then we'll get set to go. We'll take one more break here and come back and get set to drop the puck. It's tournament hockey, the Lumberjacks and the Lakeland Thunderbirds coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Playoff hockey here. East is in their black uniforms tonight with the red and white trim. Lakeland is in white with the black and gold trim, light gold. Both teams gathering around their respective goaltenders, getting their final words of encouragement, and we'll get set to go here. Lumberjacks, as we said, coming off a win on Friday night, they beat Black River Falls, shut them out by a score of 3-0. Lakeland is coming off a loss at Northland Pines in their last game last Thursday, 3-1 the final in that one. They skated Wapaka to a 1-1 tie a week ago Saturday on February 8th. All right, there will be Alex Moustakas in goal for the Seabirds. Tommy Berger, Buddy Duranzo, the defenseman. Starting line, Jack Durr, Wesley Bauer, and Nick Boyer. For the Lumberjacks up front, Landon and Andrew Daniel and Gabe McKinnity. Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb, the defenseman, and Ian Corbett is in net. Both teams are at center ice, and we are set to go here. Winner go home. And we're underway. Puck loose at center ice. And it will be Lakeland trying to dump it into the zone, grabbed by the East defense and sent back to center ice. Comes away now, a long pass knocked away by Landon Dale. Lakeland's player will grab it. It's in the zone, but the T-Birds will grab it and look to clear. They get it out of the zone all the way over to the far boards. Big check at center ice. Lumberjacks dump it in deep behind the Lakeland net. T-Birds will run it down, and it's grabbed, and they'll look to break it out. But the pass ahead held in at the blue line by East, and now cleared all the way to the other end. That should be an icing call against the Thunderbirds, and it will be. And East will get an offensive zone faceoff here in the early going. 16:25 to play in the first. No scores, just underway from the Lakeland Ice Arena. Faceoff will come to the left of Moustakas, and it will be Ben Fett coming in to take the draw, along with Cody Krasowski and Eric Schumacher. East having replaced Andy Cravens. And now Cedric Pennington's got a red backhanded shot. That didn't get through. Another backhander goes wide by Krasowski. Sends it out to the point. Holcomb sends it hard. Save made by Moustakas to the corner. Lakeland tries to clear it again, and it's held in for a moment, and then the T-Birds send it out to center ice. Going to be run down by an East defenseman, sent back off the boards the other way. And now the Lumberjacks will grab it. Beck's going to carry it in. Try to get around the defenseman. He's rubbed into the boards, loses the handle on the puck. It's loose. T-Birds have it, skated behind their own net. Now they'll send it back behind the other way. Now skating it out, or trying to skate it out, will be Zach Caroselli. He tries to clear it. Now Lakeland will chip it out of the net. Here they, or out of the zone. Here they come the other way. in the zone they carry and try to set something up. They cycle it down into the corner. Now it's sent out of the zone to center ice by the Lumberjacks, dumped right back in by the T-Birds. The late penalty coming against Lakeland. He has the puck, and they'll bring it ahead. Ian Corbett staying in net. They're not trying to get him. Actually, that was a delayed offside. Sorry about that. No penalty. Delayed offside, and now T-Birds will dump it back into the zone behind the net. Lumberjacks clear it out to center ice. Lakeland will just chop it right back in and behind the east net. Now Lakeland has a man in quickly on the forecheck. Tries to center, and it's knocked away to the corner. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and it hops over the stick of the Lakeland defenseman. Here comes East in against the goaltender, who comes out to play the puck. He came out of the zone to play the puck and stopped Andrew Dano on a breakaway. Mustakas came way out of the net that time and was able to stop that breakaway by Dano, who was showing good speed. Now Lakeland able to get it out of the zone, but the Lumberjacks will knock it right back in and get a change. It's behind the net. Surprised that either Andrew Dano or the goaltender, Mustakas, didn't break his stick on that collision. Thunderbird sent it all the way down to the other end. Lumberjacks will run it down there as Lakeland completes their change. Puck down in the corner. T-Birds have it. That's Jack Dern. Centering pass out to the point all the way out to center ice. Lakeland's defenseman sends it back the other way into the zone. And Trevor Holcomb will run it down for East. Gates it behind his own net. Sends the long pass ahead. Hops over the stick of Krasowski. Now it's grabbed by an East defenseman. He's got some space. Tries the cross-ice pass to Austin Cummings. Cummings gets to center ice. Dumps it into the opposite corner. Slides behind the Lakeland net once again. And cycled over to the far boards. Cummings, though, steps up and holds it in the corner. He's battling down there. Puck is loose. And pops up in the air on top of the net and will get a whistle. Pops right up on top of the net and play is stopped. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home. Helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. Faceoff is going to come out of the zone as it was the East player who touched it last before it hopped up on top of the net. And Feck takes the draw that time. Lumberjacks win it, send it in wide of the net. Now it slides out in front. Grabbed, though, by Lakeland before the Lumberjacks can get there. East holds the zone, though, at the blue line. Now Cummings with it. Cummings tries to send it out to the point. Nearly grabbed by Lakeland. Now East able to hold the zone. Now Lakeland able to clear it. Out to center ice. Run down by the Lumberjacks. They send it back to their defenseman. That's Romanski. He's going to skate it ahead. Gets to center ice and will flick it in. It rolls in on its edge behind the net. Romanski going to come in on the forecheck here. And now they get it out of the zone. And here they come back the other way. Out to center ice. Lakeland then dumps it into the corner. Feck will run it down behind the East net. He'll send the pass all the way around. And East able to get it out of there. Checked off the puck, though, was Gabe McGinnity. T-Birds dump it back into the corner, and they'll get a change here. And so East will skate it ahead. They get it to center ice, and now sent it hard on net. Mustakas has got to make a save on that. T-Birds will grab it. Dylan Chart will try to grab the puck. They look to break it out, and they will flip it out of the zone. Now it's taken into the zone quickly. That's Nick Boyer, carries it in, shoots, that goes wide. Might have deflected off the glove of Corbett up and out of play, and we get a whistle here. With 12:29 to play in the first, no score here in the opening period of this playoff hockey game. East is trying to mix and match their lines a little bit. They've only got really two healthy lines, and a couple other guys they will get in there at times, but Lumberjacks have to try to save some energy for the third period because they are a banged up bunch and shorthanded to begin with. So we'll see what happens as we go through the game here. Maybe they move some people around a little bit. Lumberjacks looking to break it out off the faceoff. They get it to center ice. T-Birds dump it right back in on net. Corbett makes a save on that. And now Lumberjacks will get it out. The center ice is intercepted and taken into the zone by Buddy Duranzo. He sends in a shot that goes wide to the near corner. Lumberjacks look to break it out. T-Birds hold the zone. Now East will grab the loose puck. That's McGinnity. Trying to avoid pressure, trying to get it out of the zone. He gets taken down, but the puck does come out, I think. It's right at the blue line, the way it looks. Now it's grabbed by the Thunderbirds. They have it in the zone. There's a shot and a score, and the T-Birds will get the early lead here. That thing just snuck in inside the post. They kept it on the ice, and Corbett might have been screened a little bit, didn't see it until it was too late, and the T-Birds have the early lead, 1-0. shot from a high slot out on top that got through and just snuck in between the pad and the right post. 1-0 Lakeland. Face off at center ice. Lumberjacks will grab it and chip it ahead. Jack Dern gets the goal for the T-Birds. Now he's half in the zone. It pops up in the air, comes out to the point, thrown in toward the net. Oh, I've got a chance! And Moustakas makes the save. Schumacher was there trying to dig that one out, and now here come the T-Birds back the other way. They get the pass ahead. Into the zone they come. It's loose. Now taken and knocked to the corner. Boy, perfect opportunity to get the game-time goal right back there. But Moustakas was able to stop Schumacher from knocking in that rebound on a shot from the point. Now East will dump it in deep. Krasowski behind the net. And here comes Speck in on the forecheck. Puck loose in the corner. T-Birds will grab it there. Lumberjacks were getting a change or a partial one. And Lakeland will chip it out of the zone. No, popped up. Held in for a moment by East. Now they get it out. Comes all the way back to the defenseman, Romanski. He grabs the loose puck. Try to carry it ahead. Poked off his stick. Now it pops up in the air near the blue line. Puck is loose. East will send it into the zone. Can they win the race to the puck? Keeper defenseman will grab it, skate it behind his own net. Drew Trapp tries to get a breakout pass. Lumberjacks, all of a sudden, the puck stays in the zone, held in. Andrew Tatel, centering pass, he's got a man again, and he shoots. Moustakas with a glove save, knocked it in a corner. Once again, a perfect opportunity, point blank. Another shot that goes wide from the slot by Landon Tatel. Lumberjacks putting out some pressure here, trying to get the equalizer. Puck flies behind the Lakeland net. Centering pass comes out to the blue line. Can they hold his own? They do. Held in by Romanski. Now McGinnity fights through his checks. Now Lakeland able to clear it, goes all the way to the other end. That'll be an icing call against the T-Birds, and East will get a face-off in the offensive zone. Well, a couple of golden chances, point blank, for both Schumacher and McGinnity here in the last couple of minutes, but Moustakas was up to the task and has kept this game 1-0 Lakeland. Face-off coming to his right. Comes to the corner, grabbed by Schumacher, sent out to the point, and knocked away from Fink out at the blue line, and here comes Lakeland in the other way, shot, that goes wide. Coming in was Jack Dern again, Lakeland holds the zone. Puck comes to the corner. T-Birds trying to grab it there, Nick Muscula is, Muscula's in there trying to dig it out for the Lumberjacks, it's pinned up against the boards behind the East net. Now it's sent all the way around the boards hard and out. It chips off one of the officials, but it will be an icing call against the Lumberjacks, and Lakeland will get the offensive zone faceoff here with 9:24 to play in the first period. East Hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Also by Corporate Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Faceoff comes to the boards and then out to the point. Lakeland will hold it in at the near boards. Centering pass out on top. They go D to D with it. Throw a shot in. That's deflected by off one of the Lakeland players in front. And the Lumberjacks will bring it back the other way. Here they come into the zone. Nice move. McGinnity will flip the pass ahead. Down in the corner. That's Romanski. They got him playing a little offense tonight. Actually, that was Andrew Daniel. Sorry about that. 20, not 23. Here's a shot. That's thrown in from the point by Jack Knuckles, but Lakeland will grab it and skate it back the other way. Across the blue line. They try to flick it in front. Now it does come in front, but grabbed there by Gabe McGinnity. Sends it hard around the boards and out too far for the East player. They wave off the ice this time, though. East is going to get a change, though, as Lakeland will run it down behind their own end. Here they come. Dylan Chart sends the pass ahead to center ice. Knocked away. Lumberjacks will knock it in deep. Comes down into the corner. Cody Krasowski comes in on the forecheck. Now the puck comes off the boards. Weird Krasowski centering pass. And there's a shot that goes wide. Deflected off the stick of Ben Feck. Another centering pass. Nobody there for East out to the point. Holcomb will throw it at the net. That didn't get through. Here's Andrew Dano with a shot to the point. That's blocked. Moustakas got a glove on that, but it came loose. He couldn't corral it. Another shot thrown in. That didn't get through. Held in, though, by Romanski. It pops up in the air. Still in the zone. Somebody lost the glove out there. Now Romanski throws in a shot that goes wide. Held in at the opposite blue line by Trevor Holcomb. Lumberjacks will flip it in towards the net again. Moustakas lost the handle on that. They get a quick whistle. The puck came out. Austin Cummings is mad because he put it in the net, but it was after the whistle. The referee was screaming. Moustakas didn't have that one covered, and it slid free, and Cummings popped it in through the five hole, but the whistle had already sounded, and the score remains 1-0. That'll happen occasionally when a referee gets screamed like that. Faceoff won by East. Backhand pass in front to Landon Dano. Couldn't get a shot away. He loses an edge and goes down, and Lakeland chips it out of the zone. Lumberjacks have had opportunities here in this first period, haven't been able to pop one in yet. Now they wave off icing, and here comes Andrew Dano in on the forecheck. Lakeland tries to clear it. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Sends it in front. Backhanded shot. There's another shot at the same man. Once again, point blank. McKinney was there. Moustakas slid over and made the save. They chipped in a pass from a slot, and McKinney got a backhander away, but Moustakas makes the save. He has been big here in this first period. Lumberjacks putting a lot of pressure on here. 1-0 Lakeland, though, 7:19 to play. Jack Knuckles taking this faceoff for East, sends it down to the corner. Knuckles playing a little offense here, trying to replace the injured Andy Cravens up front. Lakeland able to break it out and get it out to the neutral zone, sent back the other way. Grabbed by Schumacher, he circles at center ice. Sends a cross-ice pass to Krasowski. Couldn't get to it. Lakeland will send it out of the zone back the other way. East trying to knock it back in. Now passed it ahead and knocked back to the East defenseman. Knuckles couldn't handle it. It flies all the way into the Lumberjack zone. He's got to run it down. Under some pressure now. Sends the pass ahead out to center ice. Lakeland will send it back the other way. Dylan Chart chipped that one away. Now battle at center ice, and East comes away with it. This is Ben Feck, got his pocket picked at center ice. Puck's still loose, though. Now Lakeland will try to chip it in deep, and they do. Pascula will chase it down for the Lumberjacks behind his own net. Reverses direction. Under pressure, puck comes out in front. Lakeland tries to get a shot away. It goes wide. Grabbed there by Knuckles. Backhands it to the opposite boards. Long cross-ice pass to Krasowski at center ice. Lakeland will dump it right back in. Grabbed by Jack Knuckles in the corner. And looks to skate it ahead. Gets through pressure, flicks the pass ahead. Feck lost the handle on that, now sends it in deep. It's going to slide in on net, and Moustakas will cover that as Knuckles was coming in on the forecheck. 5:55 to play here, first period, 1-0, Lakeland with the lead. It's win or go home here tonight, playoff hockey. The winner advancing to take on the number one seed Wausau West Warriors on Thursday night at Marathon Park. Faceoff grabbed by Lakeland, but they send it out to the point. There's a shot thrown in by Polka, and that's blocked. Here come the T-Birds back the other way. They've got a 3-on-2. Into the zone, behind the defense. Shot, Corbett makes a save on that. Hard skate to the net by Nick Boyer. Battle along the boards now as the T-Birds look to hold it in. Comes out to the point, thrown back down into the corner by Duranzo, and it slides all the way around the net to the near corner. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks look to clear it. And they will grab the loose puck and bring it out to center ice. This is McGinnity, who knocks it in behind the net. Andrew Tittle in the corner trying to dig it out. Lakeland tries to break it out. Slides right through the legs of the Lakeland player out to the point and flips back in by Romanski. Puck behind the net. McGinnity trying to dig it out of there along with Andrew Tittle. Andrew Tittle trying to hard centering pass. It went off a Lakeland skate. Now here come the T-Birds back the other way. Long cross-ice pass. That's too far. Oh, they're going to wave off icing. They say it was kicked. Behind the east net, Romanski back-checked hard and got to the puck, won the race, and now it's sent all over to the far boards. Lumberjacks look to get it out of the zone, and they will, but it's chipped back in by Lakeland. McGinnity will send it back to his defenseman. Romanski sends it high off the glass out to center ice. T-Birds will grab control of the puck and throw it back in as they finish their change. Puck along the near board, sent behind the east end again all the way to the opposite corner. Krasowski hurries over there. Puck comes out to the point again. Lakeland tries to hold his own. East able to clear it out to center ice. Lakeland tries to throw it back in. Lumberjacks grab it though and flip it behind the Lakeland net. Now it's thrown over the near boards, stepping up though from his defensive position to hold his own for a moment. Now the puck comes out of the zone, sent all the way to the other end. It's going to be an icing call, I believe, against Lakeland. That it is. Icing the call. East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 3:57 to play in the first period. It's 1-0 T-Birds. East hockey is brought to you in part Five Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Lumberjacks waited back to the point. Ben Fick lines up, takes a shot, that's blocked. It comes over to the opposite defenseman, that's Vescula, tries to hold his own, but now Lakeland able to break it out. Out of the zone they come, they chip the pass ahead. Goes down to the corner, Fick chops at it. Lakeland centers it, it's out in front, but he's able to clear it out. Trying to get control of it, Cody Krasowski at center ice. T-Birds will grab control and send it back to their defenseman, throw a long pass ahead. And that is going to be thrown in deep by Lakeland, slides behind the east net. Jack Knuckles tries to grab it down there. He's under some pressure. Tries to get the pass ahead to Cummings, who looks to clear it along the near boards. And they are able to get it out. Lakeland had a tag up, and they will take it back into the zone. Tommy Berger trying to carry it down in the corner. Now a big check by Lakeland behind the east net. Puck comes out and out of the zone. They're going to throw it back in. And once again, the T-Birds had to tag up. Ben Fick will grab it, try to get it out of the zone, couldn't get it out. Now East will get it out, gets a long pass ahead. Here they come into the zone. Gabe McGinnity skates in front, shoots. Wostakis the same, the rebound. McGinnity tried to get a stick out, it got taken down hard. Lakeland sends the pass out of the zone. McGinnity's got to clear the zone before East can attack. So the T-Birds will be able to pick up the loose puck behind their own net, and here they come. Carrying it out of the zone, Nick Boyer. Boyer's fast. Comes out to center ice, skates through trouble, gets it into the zone. They get it around the net, tried to center it, got ridden into the boards by Romanski. Now McGinnity will look to grab it and get it out, comes out to the point, stepping up, shooting. That might have got through, deflected to the corner. And now the Lumberjacks will look to clear it, and they will, the center ice. Grabbed there by Dylan Chart for the T-Bird, sends it cross ice. Sent in deep, though, by Romanski, and he's going to come in on the forecheck. Romanski. Did a good job holding it down in the corner for a moment. Now the T-Birds will grab it, send it around to the near boards. They're going to look to break it out. Romanski is still in on that forecheck. He's able to get control of the puck for a moment. T-Birds look to clear it on the opposite boards. Good shift by Romanski and Andrew Dale. They're going to skate off. T-Birds will grab the loose puck and look to break it out. Long pass ahead. Intercepted in the zone. Turnover. There's a shot. That's a push up. Beck's trying to carry it out. Another shot. Oh, there's Stuckers. Another save. There's Beckman a shot. Another shot by Brandon Dale. He's putting pressure on, but Vostakis has been huge in the net here in the first period for the Thunderbirds. They carry it out of the zone now. A turnover in the zone, and he's got a couple of good shots away, but Vostakis with the save. There's a shot thrown in from a tough angle. Corbett knocks that one back to the side. He's able to clear it to center ice. T-Birds will dump it back in around the east net. And sent back to the corner, grabbed there by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles will put the pass ahead to center ice. 1 minute here in the period. 1 minute remaining in the period. A fast play first period. We have had no penalties and very few icings, so this period has gone very quickly. Battle along the near boards in the east zone. They've got a centering pass, so Krasowski couldn't get a stick on that. Comes over to the boards. Krasowski trying to hurry it over. Lakeland will clear it out to center ice. Speck will grab it there, overskate the puck, and Lakeland will take it into the zone. Here they come. Centering pass, they have a man right on net. Corbett made a save on that, couldn't cover the rebound, and now East will grab it. Back the other way they come, fighting through pressure. That's Knuckles trying to get it in deep, and he will flip it in toward the net. Deflects to the corner. Here comes Schumacher in on the forecheck while East gets a change. 14 seconds remaining in the period. Lakeland will flick it ahead and get it out of the zone. And that's how the first period is going to come to an end. Romanski will grab it, send the pass ahead. They chip it in, but the clock will wind down and the buzzer will sound. And now we got a little extra action after the whistle. Tommy Berger and Sam Romanski trading pleasantries as they skate to the locker room to end the first period. 1-0 Lakeland with the lead. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the scoring, take a look at the other games going on around the state of Wisconsin tonight in the high school hockey tournament. We'll do all of that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.